Woe to you, O earth and sea. For the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast.
666666666666666. The first seal was opened, and a white horse came out, and the rider of the white horse had a bow and a crown on his head. This represents the Antichrist coming into the world.
And last night, I received Jesus Christ as my personal savior. Oh no! No!
Good morning. Oh, no. Today, you will be executed. But this need not be. According to the law, those of you here should never see another sunrise. However, I have good news for you. Our great brother Christopher is so concerned with your welfare and your future that he has provided a way for you to avoid going to your death. All you have to do is get up from where you are seated and come forward and receive your ID. It's painless, much like the credit cards you've used for many, many years. We don't want you to die. Brother Christopher doesn't want you to die. All you have to do is get up and come forward and receive your ID. You will be given a mark either on your forehead or on your right hand.
Do you believe in God?
Yes.
I said you believe in God!
Yes, I believe in God!
Okay.
2 months before Hell House opens each year, they have auditions at the church. The casting directors sit at a long table in front of a stage. One after another, nervous kids read for the drug dealer, the satanic worshiper, the school shooter, or the abusive father.
It's your own fault. And what if you were pregnant? Do you really want to be your own sister's mother?
The girls all want to be the suicide girl or the abortion girl because those are the roles where you get to scream and cry and emote the most.
I should have gotten away from you the second that you started drinking. This is all your fault.
That's good.
Ah!
Oh, wow.
That was wonderful.
That was phenomenal.
Nearly everyone wants to play a sinner. Nobody wants to play a saint. Not one person auditioned to play Jesus or an angel role. Maybe it's just more fun to be evil on stage than good. Maybe playing a church-going, God-fearing Christian is just not that interesting if you are a church-going, God-fearing Christian. The organizers usually have to go out and recruit some hapless kids to play the good Christian roles.
My friends and loyal subjects, for the last 4 years, we have worked together to overcome the greatest physical hardship the world has ever known. World war, drought, famine, pestilence, fire, earthquakes, and volcanoes of unprecedented violence. But we have prevailed, thanks to our fantastic computer technology and the intervention of your satanic majesty.
Available. Events such as this nuclear detonation in Uganda 3 days ago prove that world war is now sophisticated. Religious leaders have stated that today's events were foretold in the Bible thousands of years ago. One religious leader quoted Revelation chapter 6, verse 4. And there went out another horse that was red, and the power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword.
There's a man going round taking names. And he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's garden when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying.
Some are born and some are dying.
It's Alpha and Omega's coming. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wigs.
A U.S. God, they're here!
Of the beast, and I looked and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.